for designing alternative assignments and assessments. By now, you hopefully have an idea of what changes you need to make to your courses, and you know some practical ways to make these changes to your assignments and scoring criteria. Whether you are creating a virtual project or an online exam, it is highly likely that you will have some things you need to consider. It is always important to remember the student experience when it comes to moving to an online learning environment. A recent YouTube video by Jack Edwards, 2020, illustrates a student's perspective of transitioning to online learning. As you watch this video, consider the emotions Edwards, 2020, illustrates and the impact it had on his experience of his class.